Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 24th of February, and I'm recording at 9:35 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Now, looking at stock markets, well, it was another strong day in here today. And starting with the Asia-Pacific region, the only market that I can see that was down today was the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index. It was down a third of a point. Most of China, all the mainland China indices were still closed. They've actually been closed since the 17th. So it'll be very interesting to see what actually happens tomorrow. The mainland China indices are probably less correlated with the rest of the globe than any other market, but to the extent that they are subject to any influence, it's been a very positive influence from other stock markets. So again, I'll be fascinated to see what happens in mainland China tomorrow. I suspect they'll be higher. Now, looking at the European indices, moderate gains here, but that's after a very strong run that we've seen in the last couple of weeks here. Top gainer looks like Netherlands up nearly 1%, and the Euro Stoxx 50 index is up a credible 3/4 of a percentage point. Taking Wall Street now, we had solid gains here. The Dow was up 92 points. That's up just a fraction over half a percentage point. We had smaller gains elsewhere. The S&P 500 was up just under a third of a percentage point, and the NASDAQ Composite Index had a gain of about half the S&P's. Canada, a little bit of red here, down a quarter of a percentage, just under a quarter of a percentage point. Mexico up about half a percentage point, and Brazil also a little higher here overall. Now, again, short-term overbought conditions developing, but these have had a, well, they've got a bit of a momentum run here going on, led by the indices that are actually hitting new highs, and those include Japan, which certainly has reaffirmed its overall bull market. The impressive moves to the upside by a number of European stock market indices, and Wall Street is still performing, although underperforming the others. Its gains, for instance, are lower. If you take any of those U.S. indices, its gains are lower than just about all the European indices in dollar terms, except for Spain, which is down, I beg your pardon, is higher just under 1%. But the others, as I said, it's good solid gains, and obviously that's also true for the Asia-Pacific region. Now, what else happened in here? U.S. 10-year government bonds, well, they had been rising quite strongly in recent weeks and were up above 2%, but they had a bit of a moderate downward dynamic here today, falling back to 1.974%. And I think the reason for that is the somewhat reassuring comments coming from Janet Yellen that she's not in too great a hurry to hike interest rates anytime soon. And I'm not surprised that that's the view at the Fed, because the dollar is still so strong in here. And if we look at it today, dollar index, well, it's eased off its highs that we had seen earlier in the day, but is still, so it's still within an overall trading range, but it's been an awfully big move to the upside that we've seen in the last few months. Now, elsewhere in these markets, crude oil choppy, here, but a fraction lower for the Brent at 58.52. And we've also got, let's see, where's the WTI? Down, yes, it's a similar decline here, and it's at 49.14, so just down slightly here overall. Precious metals a little bit mixed. Palladium higher by nearly $8. Gold and silver a fraction lower. Palladium just a tiny fraction, a fraction higher. But it's been a quiet day there for the precious metals. And among the agricultural commodities, soybeans looking steady here overall, whereas we have tiny decline here for corn. Looks like wheat was unchanged. And I didn't the industrial metals, they're soft here overall. And this is partly demand, but I think it's technology more than anything else. It's made it so much easier for a lot of these producers to pump these metals out, and they're still doing it. Now, I didn't mention currencies in their normal spot in these broadcasts, but I did say that the dollar index is just a fraction lower. Sterling pretty much unchanged, 1.5452, and the euro a fraction higher at 1.1342. Those are the main changes here right now. So, stock markets, that's where the action is. And where do we go from here? Well, I think that there's no evidence of type 1, type 2, or type 3 top formation development here overall. The uptrends have been reaffirmed. Yes, we have overbought conditions, but we will require some downward dynamics to indicate that the overbought condition is resulting in another little reaction or corrective phase. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.